cattle trade was $2 higher in Kansas on Thursday. Although food service sales are improving, a new CoBank report suggests sales may not return to pre-pandemic levels until the second half of 2022, which will continue to have ramifications for beef and other meats. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of January. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in Kansas through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live trades at $112 a hundredweight, which was $2 higher than last week. Trade was mostly inactive on light demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt, with too few transactions to trend. It was at a standstill in the Texas Panhandle in Colorado. The average dressed steer weight for the week ending January 16th was 925 pounds, which was 2 pounds heavier than the previous week and 18 pounds heavier than the same week last year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 850 pounds was a pound lighter than the prior week, but 16 pounds heavier than the previous year. Cattle futures edged lower Thursday amid light trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 38 cents lower, except for 7 cents higher in near April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents lower, except for 7 cents and 10 cents higher at either end of the board. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.33 higher Thursday afternoon at $231.99 a hundredweight. Select was $1.89 higher at $220.88. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny higher through the front three contracts, 3 cents lower through July of 22, and then mostly fractionally lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 14 to 21 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Here's a geographic sampling. Steers sold steady to $4 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers traded steady to $9 lower, except for $3 to $4 higher at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 5,135 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold with unevenly steady undertones at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there were 4,826 head. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $5 to $7 higher, and then $2 to $3 higher at heavier weights. At Stockman's Livestock Auction in Dickinson, North Dakota, steers traded steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold fully higher, $3 lower at 600 to 650 pounds, steady to $1 lower at 650 to 800 pounds. There are 2,757 head on offer. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma. Steer calves sold $3 to $7 higher, while heifer calves traded $4 to $8 higher. There are 2,688 head on offer. Lightweight steers sold steady to $6 higher in the Western Iowa preconditioned sale at Denison Livestock Auction. 8-weight steers sold $1 to $2 higher. Heifers traded mostly $3 to $8 higher. There were 1,966 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 700 to 1,000 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, where there were 1,448 head. Steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower in a narrow test. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 900 pounds traded $2 lower. Heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $3 to $6 lower in a light test. Major U.S. financial indices rebounded Thursday, parrying some of the steep losses from the previous session. Support included estimate-beating quarterly corporate earnings from the likes of American Airlines and Apple. Although a bit less than traders expected, fourth quarter GDP came in at 4%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Also, weekly initial unemployment insurance claims came in less than expected at 847,000, According to the U.S. Department of Labor, that was 67,000 fewer than the previous week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 300 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 36 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 66 points. As the U.S. food service sector climbs out of the hole left by the pandemic last year, the animal protein sector will not only need to realign itself with the survivors, but also remain flexible, says Will Sawyer, lead animal protein economist with CoBank. In its new report, Great Grocery Grab, from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, Sawyer explains that the importance of individual food service channels varies significantly by animal protein species and by producer. For instance, ground beef makes up a majority of beef volume through food service, but it represents only about a third of the value due to its low price point. Conversely, the high-value steaks and roasts that are primarily sold in full-service restaurants and at hotels comprise a quarter of the volume of beef sold through food service, but nearly half of beef sales. Some food service channels rebounded through the pandemic to achieve sales growth, as evidenced by the positive comparable store sales at quick service and fast casual restaurant concepts since the summer. Full service restaurants, however, continue to face double-digit declines in sales. In November, full service restaurant sales were down 36% compared to a year earlier, while total food service sales were down 17%. Sawyer adds that in-restaurant dining will be vulnerable as long as consumers remain wary of dining indoors and COVID-19 cases remain elevated. Although food service sales continue to improve, the report suggests sales may not return to pre-pandemic levels until the second half of 2022. Relative to the realignment and flexibility mentioned earlier, according to the report, in many cases, that includes the large, publicly traded franchise and multi-location, limited service restaurants. For beef, that could very well mean a long-term shift and high-value steak consumption to retail, as the upscale restaurants have been especially hard hit and experienced a significant number of closures. That's your CattleCurrent Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of January. This is Wes Ishbel. Thanks for listening.